Every Red Sox fan has been on the edge of their seat since the 2022 season started, waiting for their ace, Chris Sale, to return from his most recent injury. And on Wednesday night, after his latest rehab appearance with the Woo Sox, that could be made a reality very soon.
You are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I want to welcome you back into the Locked On Red Sox podcast, and thank you so much for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. I'm your host, Massachusetts Pirates team insider Jake Inguszewski, and we're here back at Polar Park on Wednesday night for Chris Sale's latest rehab appearance with the Woo Sox. Sale went 3 2/3, allowing 3 hits, 1 earned run, striking out 5, and also walked 5 batters. And that was the main statistic that Sale was most frustrated about, was those walks. He mentioned that this start was a hiccup and that he is very ready to rejoin the Red Sox. Now let's listen in to Chris Sale's press conference after his latest rehab appearance with the Worcester Red Sox, as he spoke a little bit about what he's planning to do before rejoining the Red Sox to learn and figure out some of his mistakes that he made on Wednesday night. And I also had the opportunity to ask him a few questions, a little bit about how he's changed his preparation after his most recent injury with a stress fracture, and also what are some of his favorite foods at Fenway Park. Let's listen in.
Before we get into the Chris Sale interview, I just want to take a second to talk to you about one of my favorite apps that I've used throughout these past few months. It's called the Sports Card Investor app. And I don't know about you, but growing up throughout my life as a Red Sox fan, as a baseball fan, just as an overall sports fan, I've always been really interested in collecting sports cards and figuring out ways that I could flip them or figuring out the values of them, and just collecting some of the best cards, rookie cards, some of my favorite players. I'll never forget when I got my first Chris Sale rookie card. But with the Sports Cards Investor app, it's completely free, and you can easily browse over 630,000 cards from every sport, with hundreds added more each and every single week. And you can actually check the values of some of your favorite cards with 7-day, 30-day charts, and find the best prices. And you can also buy directly from the app. And it's pretty crazy that you can do all of this with a free app and find some of the breaking stars, prospects debuting, rookie cards, you know, even old players, you know, from the 70s and 80s. And it's been really interesting for me to look through, figure out the values, and be able to find some cards that, you know, I had a hard time being able to find on places like eBay or Amazon. But with the Sports Cards Investor app, it's a great way to find some of your favorite cards and continue to build up your collection. So then you're able to find some of your favorite players from your favorite teams and be able to find some cards that could be really valuable later down the line. So make sure to download the Sports Card Investor app today. It's available for free on Google Play and also the Apple App Store. So go to sportscardinvestorapp.com/lockedon right now and go out and check it out. I hope you enjoy the Chris Sale interview.
Chris, just your thoughts on your
not good. Decent at times, just command was bad today, direction was bad. Things that are not, nothing's easy in this game, but things that are easier to clean up, you know, mechanically. Go back. I mean, I saw 3 pitches and was like, gone, you know. I just out there fishing today. But on the flip side of that, you know, it's good to, you know, have some traffic on the bases, have to pitch some pretty intense innings, guys in, you know, scoring position, and just dealing with stuff. You know, this is all part of it. So, but nothing to hang your hat on, that's for sure.
Did you feel physically okay? Did you feel good in the bullpen coming out? What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was almost too good. Obviously, having an extra day this week, I had 24 hours to get ready, and I woke up this morning ready for it, and I knew everything was going to be coming out good. Just walking around my house this morning, I felt good. Got here, and it was almost too good. You know, it, like I said, I was just battling myself today. Command was all over. Stuff was coming out hot. Stuff was there. Just, if you saw me, I was just kind of doing this the whole time. It's like, hey, slow it down, calm down, you know, stay back, stuff like that. It's just that didn't work today.
Obviously, you want to pitch at Fenway Park. Do you think you could be, that could be your next start? Or after what happened tonight, does that, you hesitate at all? Or how do you feel about that? If they said, obviously, you want to pitch there.
Yeah.
But how do you feel
it? No, tonight doesn't really, it's almost better that this happened in some weird way, because now I know what I have to work on. I know what my miscues are. I know, hey, if I'm not feeling right, or, you know, hey, if the ball's coming out hot and I walk five freaking guys, it's mechanics, it's direction, it's staying back, those things. If I was coming out here throwing, you know, not sharp, velo down, then we'd have some more questions. But like I said, stuff was there. Just had to corral it and couldn't.
So how ready?
What do you think of the slider tonight? I don't think it had the wipeout capability that we've seen in the past.
Yeah, just inconsistent at all of them. I mean, I had the best fastball, the best slider, and the best changeup tonight. Just not consistently. So it was, you know, one in five pitches was, hey, that one was good. That's not going to fly at the big leagues. I need to clean that up, obviously, this next week in the bullpen and stuff like that. You know, so I'm excited for that task. You know, like I said, it was there. I just have to work on the consistency, and that's with repetitions, and that's what we're all here, you know, that's what I'm here for. You know, get reps, and then throughout this next week, I might get off the mound a couple times just to feel that out and get my direction back and get everything kind of synced up, because it was, man, it was good just at spots. It just, like I said, even Abby was saying, man, once it clicked, it just never clicked. So we'll get there.
Were you pissed that the umpire didn't have some sense of drama, the moment, the theater, of the beauty of walking off the mound, strike three called, or a salvation?
I don't know. I'm a pitcher. I think they're all strikes, but it was probably down, honestly. I didn't even look at it. But, again, that stuff's going to happen. They're not going to get them all right. I'm not going to throw them all perfect. You got to deal with stuff like that. We had a couple infield singles, a little excuse me swing. All of that stuff is things you have to deal with. So I'd rather, you know, deal with all that stuff here. And like I said, it, not a good outing, but good in a work sense of getting back into, hey, competing, guys on second and third, but less than two outs, having to go. And figuring stuff out when it's not there, you know. You got a bunch of ideas banging around in your head. As soon as you put that pen to the paper, you're like, that was today. It's not the end of the world, but we got some work to do.
It's obviously been a long road for you. How ready do you feel to pitch for the Red Sox?
I'm very ready. Like I said, I know today was a little bit of a hiccup, but it's nothing that can't be ironed out. And, man, just being there the last week, last couple days, with the guys, seeing them, there's some excitement. We got some guys coming up. We got some guys, obviously, Bayo today. I was a little upset with AC because I told him, I was like, at least push him back so I can see it live. but there's a lot of good things. We got a lot of good, positive energy going. Obviously, great group of guys, good staff. So I just want to be a part of it. I want to get back to doing my job and pulling my weight.
Along those same lines, Chris, you mentioned you already have it here. Bayo makes his debut. What does this kind of night mean for the organization moving forward?
Well, it's fun. You know, obviously, you know, me and JT are here. We're on our way back. Which is, I'd like to think good for the team. Young guys that come up, do a good job, not afraid to throw strikes, not afraid to challenge guys. I mean, you've seen Cutter, you've seen Siebel, you know, Wink's been holding it down. So it's exciting to see. And like I said, just positive vibes, good energy, and we're trending in the right direction. You know, hey, we're Boston Red Sox. We're playing in the East, and we got a shot at the postseason. And just got to get your foot in the door. So that's what we're trying to do.
How do you like working with Connor Wong? What are your impressions of him?
Very aware. Very aware. He's been great. Obviously, you know, Evo works with him in the offseason and has a lot of good things to say about him. Obviously, having that connection is good. So, and he's been up and down. You know, we've seen him. And just his awareness of the game, paying attention to little things that some guys might not pick up. And just solid back there, solid. Going to put the bat on the ball too, which is nice.
Just to take you back through the outing a little bit, like there were moments when you were visibly frustrated. Was that related to calls or was that related to execution?
No, I honestly don't think he missed one tonight.
Yeah,
I don't think he missed a single pitch back there tonight. it was all just frustration. I mean, I walked five guys. I've gone months without walking five guys. That just tells me it right there that nothing's wrong. It's just I got some things I have to clean up. And that's, like I said, just my direction was a little bit more towards the first base dugout today. But like I said, it's nothing that can't be cleaned up in this next week. Like, it's a couple bullpen sessions and just feeling my direction better.
The fact that it is so atypical, though, for you to have five walks in an outing, like, you know, that you're just, if someone's just looking at the line, they're going to say, like, that's not close to being who Chris is, right?
It's a blip on the radar. Yeah. You know, I know this is a big deal. I know people are going to look very deep into this and dissect this 100 ways to midnight, right? And for me, it's if my stuff's there and I have just an outlier, you know, that's kind of what this was. You know, I'm not very big on walking guys. That's never really been my struggle. So if it is a struggle, I know that, hey, I just got to look at stuff, see where that is, and clean it out. You know, that's where my head's at. This doesn't really set me back other than not being able to get more reps. You know, I wish I'd have been able to go back out there and pitch for 5, 6, 7 innings, whatever it was. I don't know what my pitch count was, but I just would have been able to get back out there more.
So does your mind now, do you now allow yourself to start thinking ahead to facing the Rays in Tampa next week, or do you, like, are you waiting for marching orders?
I'm not going to tell you guys that. Keep that a secret.
And has this process, you know, not just injury-wise, but overall perspective going through these steps from Portland here, overall, you know, mentally, has this felt like a different type of rehab process than you've gone through in the past?
No question. Even guys at spots, you know, up in Portland here, guys are saying, hey, I know today wasn't great, but comparing this to last year, you're in a completely different spot. So just more confidence in myself and my ability. You know, coming back from a major arm surgery last year, a lot of question marks still. And so, yeah, this year's more of just sharpening the sword, not rebuilding it.
So with that arm that you have and with the knowledge that you have that you gained through this whole process, you got to be pretty excited about coming back and just going, right?
Yeah, like I said, got a couple things to iron out this week, I know. But, yeah, I mean, the excitement's been there. I've been down to Florida doing this with those guys down there, and I loved it. Got up to Portland, did our thing up there, loved it. Obviously, today didn't go great, but I love being around this place. I love being around these guys. But like I said last week, this was all for me to get back up to the big leagues and start doing my job and pulling my weight and trying to win a championship. So this is all great, but that's the big picture, and I need to get back there.
After this most recent injury, have you changed your warm-up preparation, whether it's in the offseason or whether it's during pregame?
No, the rib thing, man, I'll be completely honest with you. The first day I picked up a ball down in Florida, what was that, like March? I don't know when I started throwing again after that. I haven't felt that since when I picked up a baseball. The first time I started throwing, I didn't feel any of that. So my routine is just getting back to more of what I need to do, getting my body ready for a start, and slinging that thing across the plate as long as I can.
Have you gotten any recommendations on how to avoid that in the future?
Just sit on my couch and watch TV, I guess. But that's not really my thing either. So stress fracture is exactly what it is. Too much work. So. Not gonna back down from that though. I gotta put in a lot of work to maintain where I'm at, and I enjoy being at somewhat of a high level, so I'm gonna keep putting in the work.
How much do you believe, you know, you now have what, like a half a season in front of you. How much do you anticipate, how much have you thought about what you can contribute over that remainder?
Meaning what?
Like, how have you thought ahead to like the impact that you can make on, you know, on what you got? You've talked about how excited you are about what's happening with the team. How much do you think, you know, are you confident that you can be kind of the best version of yourself?
Back to Boston and do what I'm capable of doing, you know, I told them if I take that double-A outing out to the big leagues with me, I'd be fine. This one, stuff-wise, yeah, if I have that stuff, let's roll. Command, obviously, I got to clean that up, but I'm prepared for it. I'm ready for it. And this is my first rodeo, so I'm not nervous about it. anxious, yeah, you know, and you get the butterflies before the game, but after that, it's just dominate. And whether that's against a 21-year-old down in Florida, a 26-year-old in AAA, or whoever it is up there in the big leagues, it's the same. It's literally the same. What's my thought process? Hand me the ball, fire that thing until someone takes it from me. And that's just compete. That's all I got. It's what I love to do. That's probably the best thing about me is my competition and how hard I compete. So I've got to bring that to the table.
When you get back to Boston, what food are you most looking forward to get?
Yeah, I'm not joking. Anything. Alan and his crew in Boston, they bring the heat. I'm not every night. I mean, it's the best food I've ever had in the big leagues. No joke. I'm not joking. You come to our post-game spread at Fenway after a game, you will be blown away.
What's usually your go-to meal?
Oh, breakfast. Their hash browns. Oh, man. I'm not joking. I'll eat five of them. They're about the size of my phone, too. And I'll eat five of those things before I even get to my breakfast.
Hope you enjoyed hearing from Chris Sale in his press conference after his most recent rehab stint in Worcester. But I just want to take a second to talk to you about Built Bar before we end this episode. So you've checked out some of the marshmallow chunks, some of the marshmallow puffs from Built Bar, but they have a brand new delicious flavor. It's called the coconut brownie chunk, the puffs. That's right. And it's chewy, marshmallowy, covered in 100% real chocolate, and it's fluffy like a cloud of coconut brownie goodness. But stop drooling and listen. They're good for you. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and all delicious. Coconut brownie puffs are only here for a limited time, so go to built.com now to make sure that you don't miss out. They're going to go fast because they taste amazing. And pretty crazy that all Built Bars have really high protein, and which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. And it's something that you can eat that tastes good, but it's also really good for you. So go and check out the delicious coconut, rich, sweet brownies, creamy marshmallow, and go to built.com to order your box of coconut brownie chunk puffs right now. Use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Use LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order.
We greatly appreciate everybody tuning into the Locked On Red Sox podcast and making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. If you have not yet, make sure to follow Locked On Red Sox on Twitter. It's LO_Red Sox, as well as myself. It's at Jake Iggy, and my co-host Lauren. It's at La 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 with three laws, Lauren with four R's. But as always, greatly appreciate everybody tuning in. I hope that you have a great weekend and a great rest of your week. We'll end it how we always end it. Let's go, Sox. Peace.